the garden. I would like you to imagine yourself outside on a warm day in early summer. The air is fresh and clear. The sky is blue and you can hear birdsong overhead. You are dressed in light summer clothes which feel cool and smooth against your skin. There is no one else near you, and you enjoy the space and freedom. You stretch your arms and enjoy the warmth of the sun on your body. Your attention is caught by a large wooden door. It's set into an ivy-covered wall. You begin to move slowly towards the door. It has a large iron ring handle which you grasp with both hands and turn. The door swings open and it reveals a large, beautiful garden. You move across the grass. You go through the door and you hear yourself crunch on the gravel path. You cross the path onto a velvet green lawn. You might kick your shoes off and enjoy the feeling of the grass cool beneath your feet and the blades tickling between your toes. You move further into the garden. There is a light breeze and the sun warms the top of your head. The garden is at the side of an old brick house with lattice windows. The house looks comfortable and mellow, and you move towards it so that you can put your hands on the sun-worn bricks, feeling their strength and safety. You now take some time to think about the people who have lived there and enjoyed the comfort and security of its solid walls. You are beginning to look around you and you see a squirrel suddenly appear from nowhere. It darts across the grass and it stops just a few feet away from you. The squirrel looks at you but seems unafraid. You both remain still, silent, looking at each other, and you take note of the fur and the shape of the tail and the bright eyes. He drops the nut he's holding in his hand. It falls onto the grass. And then as quickly as the squirrel appeared, he picks up the nut and he darts away. You watch him go and then you decide to move on and look around the garden. All around you there are blossom-covered trees and delicious scents, and the sounds of bees humming and the birds are chirping and flying overhead. They're flying in and out of the green leafy branches. There is a large oak tree with a tire swing, and you picture children laughing and playing there. You move, still maybe barefoot, around the garden, stroking the leaves, smelling the blossoms and the scents and the smell of the sweet, rich brown earth. You can hear water in the distance. It's trickling, and as you move towards it, it gradually gets louder. And soon you come upon an ornamental pool with a small fountain. It is this that makes the sound. You long to bathe your feet in the cool water, and as you approach and sit on the side in the edge of the pool, you decide to put your feet in. Just dip your toes in. It's a little cold and it takes your breath away for a moment, but still you pop your feet in and you move your feet around, swishing in the water, and notice that there are goldfish swimming way below. You watch them for a few moments. Your feet are getting cool now, so you decide to take them out of the water and move on. The sun is still warm, so you simply continue to move along the grass as you dry your feet in the sun. Your attention is then caught by a bright splash of your favourite colour. It's just a few yards away. You are drawn to it, and as you approach it, you pick out individual flowers in a gorgeous patch which shines out from the rest. You examine the flowers closely and you note the shape of the petals, the shading of colour, the stems, the leaves. This gives you immense pleasure and you spend some time over this. After a while, you feel the ripple of cool breeze and you realise that the sun is lower in the sky and it's time to go. You begin to make your way back slowly towards the wooden door. You look around you, trying to imprint on your memory everything that you have seen. You put on your shoes again and once more crunch across the gravel path. With one hand on the door, you turn and look again at the old house and the beautiful garden. And you know it will always be there for you to return whenever you wish. You then grasp the handle, open the door and move through it until you are outside in the garden, carefully shutting the door behind you. And now your thoughts return to the room that you are in. And without opening your eyes, just picture the room and everyone who is in there, or if you're on your own, what else is in the room. When you're ready, maybe have a little stretch, open your eyes and just take a look around you.